Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Good afternoon, clan. Yes, we're back. The Rush Hour team is back in its time slot. We disappeared for 2 weeks to fill in for Ruin Ditch, who took, well, more holidays this year. It's July the 12th and I've had about 7 weeks off.
Oh.
But we're here. We're ready to go in the afternoons and in 6 till 7. But the podcast world, we did go missing. But one man that never goes missing... Much love, South Australian. A cricket great, Gregory Blewett, joins us. Good afternoon to you, Greg.
Good afternoon, Jars. Good afternoon to everyone. I quite enjoyed the 2 weeks, Brecky.
Did you,
Jars? I did. Just a little bit of a change, but I do enjoy the afternoons.
Look at him, he's drifting off.
No,
you're chewing your nails.
Something doesn't feel right.
Bernie Vince.
Oh, no, my boy.
What's happened to Bern?
My boy's...
What's happened to Bern?
Bernie!
You should see it. I'm not sure if anyone can see this, but Jars, the look on your face is identical to a kid that's just been told by their mum,
"What's happened?
You can have some fruit if you're hungry." That is the look on your face right now, missing Bernie Vince.
Greg, I don't understand. He was working last night. He was on the bounce.
Oh, correct. Wait.
So, where is he? Oh. I think he's back in Adelaide.
Are you happy to do the show on your own?
You're going to cut up rougher.
Nah. Our boy's
hey, what's
a bit
happening
crook.
In sport?
Right, let's
Jazz.
Go. Well, where do we start, Greg?
Well, Ash Barty.
Yeah.
Ash Barty.
Yes. Dream comes true. Australia's Ash Barty is Wimbledon champion.
Talk us through that match point.
I can't remember it. It's more important to be a good person than it is a good tennis player. So I think that's always my priority, is making sure that I'm a good human being, and being able to learn from my parents and my siblings and my family was a massive part of my upbringing, and being a good human being is absolutely my priority every single day.
Was that a crack at Kyrgios, you reckon?
Inspirational, gracious.
So good.
Thank you for what you've done for Australian tennis, because that's what it needed, a shot in the arm.
Yep.
And I reckon there's a lot of young girls out there, they're going to dare to dream.
Yep, that was her dream, wasn't it? She took a year off, Jars. Mm. She lost her love. She said the pressure was just getting to her, you know, all the overseas travel. Yeah. She just wanted to be home, but she took the 12 months off, played a bit of cricket.
She's a multi-talented individual, and she was crook going into the Wimbledon too because of her hip.
Yeah, she withdrew from the French Open.
I can relate.
But just a fantastic effort. Yeah. Everyone, I mean, the love that she got from the Australian public and next day was sensational.
And the UK. Well done, and anyway, now, what about 4:30 this morning?
What you called... Robbed.
It's coming.
I didn't say that.
On.
You did say that.
I didn't say that.
You did say that.
For a fantastic start here. Shaw! And got it! Fizzed in low. Flick on. And it's fourth in the end from very close range by Leo Bonucci and Italy are level. We go to penalties at Wembley. He's got a powerful left foot and he uses it well. Here goes Harry Kane and the power. Put England into the lead. Oh, there's no stopping that. Here goes Bonucci. A little shuffle and it works. Rashford is ready. A stutter. Oh, he's missed it. Bernardeschi scores. It's swung back Italy's way and the pressure's on England. Oh, but not cool enough. Saved by Donnarumma and Italy are almost there. For Italy. Pressure on a 19-year-old. And now, Italy win.
A 19-year-old.
I know.
I've got goosebumps listening to that. Martin Tyler, the voice of football. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well done
to Italy.
Well done. Congratulations. Yes. Beautiful, beautiful.
Well done to Italy.
You're not going to address the shirt grab, Jars, like you were in the hallway?
Beautiful stuff.
And the poor old Poms. Just couldn't quite get over the line. Hey, Jars, it's early in the morning at the moment in London.
Right you are.
I reckon they'll just be getting home, a few of them.
Well, we're going to go to London too, aren't we?
We're going to London.
Yeah, we're going to catch up.
Yeah, Michael Bridges from coming on the show.
We're going to talk to him, see how but the Italians in South Australia are celebrating all over the place. Enjoy yourself.
Well, shut down King William Road.
Good on him. Good on him. Vic Square was in full flight as well.
Vic Square.
In the Australian Football League, there are two markers which designate bad performance. The scoreline and these three. Bernie, Bluey and Jars. This is what they learned.
All right, where do we start, Gregory? This is what we learnt over the weekend. There was plenty happening all around the world in terms of sport. So you can start off with the new COD.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm going to start off with a bit of cricket. So Australia are in the West Indies at the moment. They're 2-0 down, playing some T20s.
Honestly.
And what I learnt, Jars, is that our own Alex Carey. Now, Keza. I don't want people to think that because I'm South Australian I'm saying this.
Hmm.
But he is getting stuffed around. Alex Carey is getting stuffed around by whether it's the selectors, Justin Langer,
or the
coach.
Captain.
He's not playing. Alex Carey's one of the.
Disgrace.
He's an excellent, very, very, very good T20 player. The World T20 Cup is coming up in 3 months' time, and he's not getting.
And he's carrying bloody drinks because your mate Finchie and JL don't rate him.
But I don't get that, mate. He's the closest. How good a cricketer was Adam Gilchrist?
Oh, brilliant.
Right up there.
Oh. Brilliant.
Alex Carey is the closest thing I've seen to Adam Gilchrist.
That's a big call.
Yeah, yeah. Get that out
very
there.
Very big call.
I'm glad you said that.
He's an unbelievable talent, and we're not using him. He's 29 years of age. Yep. He's at his peak.
He's ready to go.
And he's not playing.
And Matthew Wade, who played in game two, made another duck.
Nothing against Matthew Wade. I just don't get what they're doing to Alex Carey.
No, he deserves
cricketer.
An apology from Finch.
The other thing that I've learned is that my call about 3 weeks ago that Novak Djokovic is the greatest tennis player of all time.
I remember you said that.
Oh, I don't recall spot on.
He has done it. Major title number 20.
Level with Roger and Rafa. What does that mean to you?
It means none of us three will stop. I think that's what it means. And I have to pay a great tribute to Rafa and Roger. They are legends of our sport, and they are, you know, the two most important players that I ever faced in my career. They are the reason that I am where I am today. And the last 10 years has been an incredible journey that is not stopping here.
Beautiful.
So he's on 20, as Nadal and Federer, but he's got time up his sleeve, hasn't he? And if he wins
the
US Open,
the
career or the calendar Grand Slam, which has only been done three times before.
And you're saying he's the greatest of all time, ever.
He's not the most popular, but everything is pointing towards that he is the best.
Clearly forgotten Mats Wilander, but moving on.
What? Mats Wilander? What did I learn? I learned. This is what I learned. Conor McGregor, well, I love his strut. I love his talk. 700 mil, and this is what happened to him in the first round.
Looked like Dustin complained about something there. McGregor back to his feet.
So is he? Bang. What's going on? He hasn't won for a while.
Well, he's had surgery. He's come out of surgery, and mate, he's in 3 hours. He was in there for 3 hours to repair fractures to his tibia and fibula. Now he's probably kicked the bag too many times.
Well, he's
and found the weak spot. Well, he did was just lean back.
Yeah, I know.
And then it just
collapsed on him. So he must have, or he kicked him earlier in the round and it might have just opened up a fracture or something.
Wow, but he wants a rematch.
Jesus.
He's
good on the lip.
He's Irish,
isn't he?
Charles, not Scotty.
Okay. He used to be a gun, I think now.
So you reckon he's passed it?
We haven't won for a while.
Former Adelaide coach Donnie Pike is very, very keen to look at the Collingwood senior coaching job.
Mm.
Now he's done wonders at the Sydney Swans, so that's what I've learnt, that he's turned him into an offensive football side, the Swans.
Has he?
He has.
Righto.
That's what I learnt. And I also learnt that he's keen to be the next senior coach at Collingwood.
because Nathan Buckley is very close to going to the Gold Coast.
So he's going to work it out with his wife, isn't he? Because they're obviously in Sydney at the moment.
That's what I learned.
Right, okay. Right.
And was the other thing that I learned...
Is he any chance of getting it?
Well, the other thing I learned was that Clarko could be going to Collingwood.
Again.
Oh, no, I've done it again.
Don't do it again.
Oh, sorry.
We'll just cut that there.
Yeah. I thought, are you done?
We can't do it. I'm done,
And the other thing I learnt, family, when I've got...
It is the Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
The Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars presents AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
Royalty. Oh, love this man. He does a terrific job. And good afternoon to you, Jay. Welcome back to the Rush Hour.
Yes, great to join you, boys. Plenty happening as usual.
Well, there's a lot going on, more so down with our respective clubs. Port Adelaide and the Adelaide Crows were woeful over the weekend. But anyway, let's move on to the Sydney Swans. Now, they were outstanding yesterday. Now, some of the players are getting a bit edgy, missing their families because of the lockdown, yeah?
Yeah, Josh Kennedy hasn't cuddled his kids for 3 weeks, and the situation in New South Wales with the COVID numbers increasing is clearly getting worse. So this is where the situation is at the moment. The Swans, and for that matter, the Giants players, want their families to be able to join them in the next fortnight. Now, there is a decision expected in the early part of this week that will hopefully see the families, the kids, the partners, the wives that want to come down and join the Sydney and Giants players in Victoria at the competition's cost will be able to proceed. Now, it will mean that these families, these partners and kids will have to spend 14 days in strict quarantine conditions, of course, coming from the New South Wales red zones. That border is now up. But, you know, you think about Josh Kennedy, you think about Lance Franklin, who's got a very young child. It's really tough on the fathers in the group at the moment. I mean, the Swans, amazing win yesterday. It just goes to, just goes to the incredible culture that Sydney's got there. And you look at their run home, the Swans, quite unbelievable. They don't play a team above them for the remaining six rounds. So it's a soft draw from here. They've got a very good record at Marvel Stadium. They've won 17 games from their last 23 there at the indoor venue. And certainly Sydney fans very excited about what could lay ahead, because they played some extraordinary football yesterday. But they can get their families with them as well. Who knows what's going to happen in September?
Yeah, they're going really well. Now, Peter Adams didn't play on Thursday night, Jay-Z. Mail on him?
This is Port Adelaide.
Yes.
Yeah, increasing talk in clubs in Victoria down here, especially in Melbourne, about whether he could be subject to a trade raid. So he's contracted for one more year at the moment. We know that. But with Scott Lysett, you know, unlikely to budge from that number one ruck spot. And Kenny Hinkley is clearly preferred sort of Todd Marshall. And you saw Mitch Georgiades. I'm such a huge fan of him. I mean, he's going to have a wonderful career over the next 10 to 15 years. You just wonder where Peter Laddams sits. Now, I know Essendon is one club who really liked Laddams. You know, his competitiveness, etc. And with Lysett holding that number one ruck spot, I think it's going to be really interesting over the next couple of months to see whether he can get back in, whether he can get back in for finals and hold his spot, or whether he could be subject to some interest, and whether he'd be tempted by that. Max Lynch at Collingwood, who was stuck behind Brody Grundy, is another in that boat. He was best on in the VFL. I think we mentioned him about a month ago. Hawthorn is a club who wants a ruckman. So they've got Ben McAvoy, I think he's 31, 32.
Yeah.
And also Johnny Segler has become probably more of a fringe player. They're looking for their next premiership ruckman. So it wouldn't surprise me to see them go for Peter Adams or Max Lynch's thing stand.
What about the Tigers, Jay-Z? A lot of people writing them off. Trent Cotchin, the skipper. Any chance of them turning it around? They're running out of time.
He's become a real headache, the premiership captain. Look, he's been a superb player, as have many of those Richmond champions over the past 3 years. But Cotchin's numbers on the slide, 13 touches, Bluey, against Collingwood, only 19 the week before against Gold Coast. And because the game has become less stoppage filled, you know, there's less clearances, it's more uncontested marks, it's more open, you know, that hasn't suited his hard edge around the stoppages, where he's been an absolute weapon and played really selfless football, must be said, over the past few years. So Damien Hardwick said, look, he acknowledges he hasn't been in great form. They're talking about a new position for him. Jars, you're probably the one for this. I probably see him as maybe creating off half back. What do you see him as?
Absolutely,
a small forward?
Yeah. Elite kick, great vision, and can run and carry. Love it. I reckon he'd be great across half back.
12th spot, the Tigers, 4 points outside the eight. Are they going to make the finals, boys?
Don't write them off yet. I'd give them a couple of more weeks. They showed some real signs yesterday, especially with big Tommy Lynch back up forward.
Yep.
So anyway, before we let you go, Jay, former Adelaide Crows coach Donnie Pike, is he getting itchy feet?
You're being talked about at Collingwood. So it's really interesting, obviously, with Alistair Clarkson seemingly open to a job at Carlton or Collingwood. I know he's saying he's staying at Hawthorn, but this won't stop either club going for the number one coach in the competition. But if Clarko doesn't want to make that move, I think Don Pike is absolutely up to his eyeballs. In particular, the Collingwood job, you couldn't rate out couldn't write out Carlton either. Now, we know it didn't end well at Adelaide after the camp, and he's now refreshed and rejuvenated and loving his time at the Sydney Swans, clearly. To me, I think it would be a really strong choice. You go back to that Adelaide year where they made the grand final. They were the best team in the competition that season.
Correct.
You know, he's a highly respected figure. He's a very intelligent, capable man. You know, to me, he would seem like a better choice than someone who's untried in the system. You guys know him a lot better than I. What do you think?
Totally agree. He deserves another opportunity, Pikey. Absolutely. Good stuff. All right, mate. Thanks for that. I'll speak to you on Saturday morning, Dead Set Legends, young man. Keep up the good work.
Good on you, boys.
There is Jay Clark there, Triple M's very own. What's wrong?
Do you want to get that lid back on your water?
Do apologise.
All right, nice way to finish off the interview.
Not surprised about Don Pike putting his hands up.
He's a good man.
Yep, not good surprised man. Whatsoever. But I reckon Clarko might be going there.
Bernie Vince missing, trying to be rather cautious about a little sniffle that he's got. Jars is staring off into the distance. You can give us a test.
That's Delta Goodrum.
What a song.
You're playing Delta. So all of it now we're playing Delta. What's happened to us?
0488 51047, right. Thanks to Automasters. John in... Oh, I didn't put his bloody
John,
suburb.
Say,
make
say
sure you
Norwood.
Put your suburb, all right?
Norwood.
Bluey, what is your stance on the one hand off the roof catch in backyard cricket? Ooh. Is it valid?
It's not bad.
One hand off the roof.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that count, yeah, as soon as it bounces on the roof.
And then comes
so it's
off,
one, that's,
one hand.
Yeah, one hand, one like bounce. It. So the bounce is...
Nah.
The bounce off the roof is counted. So then you've got to catch it one hand before it bounces.
Yeah, you
otherwise,
can't let it hit the ground and then catch it.
No.
Yeah, I like that. Yes. It's not one hand, one bounce. It's got to come off the roof and then one hand, yeah.
What are you saying?
What are you saying, Hayden?
So basically,
what's John saying?
Give it a little nick. Up she goes onto the roof.
Bounces off the roof.
Bounces off the roof. Now, before it hits the ground, you've got to catch it with one hand.
Good out. Rule. Every good day rule. Of the week.
There it is.
Every day of the week.
Yeah.
Out.
But I don't like one hand, one bounce in cricket.
In the backyard.
No, don't like it.
No, because what you do is like you shorten them up, get them fending.
Yeah.
Get them fending, and then you follow through as quick as you can.
Yeah,
and
like
then
that.
The one hand dive. See you later.
Yeah, I like that.
Toots.
Yeah. I used to play backyard cricket with my brother, and because he batted for 7 hours on a 39-degree heat, I found a golf ball, and I just put one right between his eyes and knocked him out with it on a cement pitch.
What, was it a little in-swinger?
No, it was off about 6 steps and knocked him out.
Well, what about just bowling a bit better?
Well, I tried, but he just put me all over
he's
the too
good for you. He's too good at
seven
footy,
hours he batted
too good
for.
At cricket.
No, he wasn't.
He was better
I'm
at
the
footy
cricketer.
And he's better at cricket.
I should have played for South Australia.
And soccer?
Well, I was asked to play.
Was he better?
He was.
Now, we love the voicemail jars, so that's when people ring up and leave messages. And my intel is... that we've got someone new might have called in.
It's called in. Mm. We've had 2 weeks away from the rush hour, so I reckon there'd be at least 30, 40 messages.
Well,
surely.
I don't
probably
think
not that,
that
many.
Many. I mean, there's only so much memory on there.
Of course.
So let's have a look.
Yeah. You have 15 new messages.
G'day, Bertie. It's Jacob for the childcare centre, mate. Hope you're doing really well. We asked Harvey not to throw cars around the playroom at staff, and, a few of my workers have got a few scuffs and a few minor bruises, but they'll be okay. Can you just keep an eye on it at home, please, mate? Thank you.
No. Oh, yes. Hello, it's Rob from SCA Finance. Bluey, we're here to help you do your return, but do you mind explaining why you're trying to claim a full custom set of Callaway golf clubs on tax? Can you explain that one to me, please?
Oh, hello, it's David Kosh here. Look, a new financial year at Port Adelaide, but We're going to take the next 3 months off planning-wise. We're calling it the Crows method, as we have no goals for the first quarter.
Oh, gotcha.
G'day, boys. It's Biggles. Why won't you let me on air more? Biggles. I'm waiting here like a prostitute on Hindley Street offering $2 and $5. Oh, shouldn't have said that. G'day, boys. It's Roo.
Yeah,
Roo. Boys are back in town.
No,
hey, thanks for filling in for us. Yeah. There's a couple of things I need back from you, though. My headphones and Ditz's microphone cover and around 1.2 ratings points. Thanks, boys.
Yes.
Oh, it's Ken. Yes. Port just embarrassing on Thursday night. They are late, Fenwick. They need to take a leaf out of Matty Nix's book and rest every player during the game. Oh, have you ever seen a more gutsy fight to survive from a team than the Crown?
Gage.
Jazzy, your favourite sports agent here, mate. How you doing, champion? Yeah, the king of Henley, the West Lakes warrior and all that.
Yeah.
Hey, I see you got a new sports car at the Triple M Studios. Got a client on board immediately, ready to do something with you in your new car. Yeah. Check out their page, mate, midlifecrisisgroup.sa.au.
Stop it.
Hello, it's Wes from Cooyonga. Bluey, the extras package on your membership has expired, so that means you can't park near the clubhouse. There's no discount on drinks, and we won't tell your wife that you aren't here 4 days a week if she calls. So you might want to fix that up, mate.
Don't do that, Wes.
G'day, boys. It's Matto, your boss. Wow. Look, thanks for filling it on the Brekkie Show. Jars, we've got $3,500 here for you. It's not a bonus. It's actually a bill from sales after you tried to disguise a free plug for the Cheeky Greek at the highest rated and most expensive live time slot on radio at 8:20 a.m.
Stop it.
Wow. No, it's Luke from Triple M HR. Bernie, we had to look at your work cover claim and check the footage of the pub car park, and it appears that you were the one moving. That four-wheel drive was parked. You stumbled into it. So your claim has been denied.
Dave from Henley Food Shack here, Jars. Finalised the German burger you've wanted for ages. Now we've created a burger that's so saucy and greasy it just slips through your fingers. We're calling it the 93 Grand Final Burger. You're going to love it, mate. Come down and try one. Yeah, Bern, Nika from the Stansbury pub. Shit, mate, lucky you weren't here last weekend. Yeah. Chassie thought it'd be a good idea to get a DJ in, and it sounded like a bloody Atari game. Me. Anyway, she headbutted him and just played Shania Twain on the jukebox all night. See you soon.
Hello, boys. JB,
yeah.
Bluey, your legend, Bernard, Jarvis, I was thinking of you the other night when I took the kids out to the 10-pin lanes. I lined up, under pressure, focused, let the ball go, and realised in that very moment, you're shaped like a bowling pin! You're fat!
Jesus.
I'm an animal!
There are no more messages.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
Shit, I've all run through.
$3,500 fine.
Who?
You.
You get a what for?
Cough it up. What about Rhett Biglund? He's my new favourite.
I've got a feeling that he's going to be back next week.
We need more Biggles.
Sure. Well done. Let's go and talk to a former English professional footballer, played as a striker, and I love this young man. Michael Bridges joins us. Good morning. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon.
Did the Poms get robbed by the referee, yes or no?
Oh.
No, definitely not. I'm not going to be one of them biased Pommies. I'm a fair man. I'm going to give the Italians the respect that they deserve. Yeah. Going down 1-0 at Wembley in front of 65,000 people in the first 2 minutes of the game, this could have so hurt Italy. And you know what it is, they showed resolve, they showed character. It's the first time they'd been behind in this tournament, and they came back to dominate the game. They saw it out, and obviously when it came to penalties, they the people, it's a lottery at the end of the day, and the two teams could not be separate. But fair play to Whitley, they got the job done against all the odds. And you know what it is, the English team have gone and done one better than I thought they would, getting to the finals, and everything was geared up to win it at Wembley, and sadly it wasn't to be. And I really feel sorry for the three men, especially Saka, the 19-year-old that missed the deciding penalty.
Yeah. What about that penalty shootout? What did you think about the personnel that the manager used there?
It's a tough one. You know, he's made some incredible decisions this whole tournament, has Southgate, whether that was a formation change or personnel change, and he produced the goods. And when I saw Rashford and Sancho standing on the sideline, coming on just before penalties, you're thinking two attacking players, this could be good, but thought about the age. And when I realised that he brought off Jordan Henderson, who is a leader and a captain and has won things with Liverpool, can handle big events, I thought, that's a strange one. And then even going into the penalty shootout, we saw Harry Kane step up, the captain, the leader. He slotted his penalty away, no problem. Maguire, an unbelievable tournament again, scored for England. And then it was the lads who haven't seen much action in Sancho and Rashford that missed. And then the fifth penalty for me in any tournament is a huge one. Yep. It's normally the leaders or your captains or the guys that take regular penalties. The Italians had Jorginho against the Spanish. He didn't score today, but he got the deciding penalty in their last outing. And when Saka, the 19-year-old, stepped up, I thought, you know, you've got a Jack Grealish who has been raving about. We had Luke Shaw still on the field. Henderson came off, and we had Sterling still ready to take the penalties. People that have handled big pressure and had big tournaments. And I really felt that somehow this lad had been let down.
Mm. Michael, what about, you've got to give full credit to the Italians. They were 1-0 down. They were playing at Wembley in front of the English supporters. The Poms were going berserk. They held their nerve and they showed some real fight, didn't they, the Italians?
Yeah, certainly did. Like I say, you've got to credit that. This is a team under Mancini that have gone 34 games undefeated.
Wow.
That is absolutely incredible. This is a team that did not qualify for the last World Cup. So John Aloisi on the Optus Sport, he said that this is one of the best Italian teams that he has ever seen. Ooh. Now, that is huge, huge kudos. This is even before the final he said this.
Yep.
He got a lot of criticism because you've got your Maldinis, your Baggios from the past.
Mm.
This is not a team of superstars. This is a team that has just absolutely been moulded from Mancini, and they've got a dynamics that it doesn't matter what the personnel is or who the players are, they come in and work in this system. And do you know what it is? I thought it's the Italian team, the team that I've most admired. I've watched Italian teams very, very defensive, go well in tournaments, but not the greatest to watch. This team has been absolutely magnificent, and it's been well deserved.
Hey, Michael, just before we let you go, how good has this tournament been? You know, to see the full crowds there, the atmosphere, you know, what we've been through with COVID and stuff. It's just an unbelievable tournament.
It is. I mean, listen, COVID around the world, sadly, we're getting affected again over here. I wish everybody all the best. Stay safe. In Europe, especially, Italy had a really, really big setback early on. There was a lot of deaths. England have really suffered as well.
Mm.
And see, these two nations, they've been, you know, galvanised by what has gone on, almost given their fans and their nations hope. And the three main things that have come out of this tournament for me, it's been absolutely unbelievable. It's got world media, sadly, because of Christian Eriksen having the heart attack on the field.
Mm.
And thankfully, he got through that and he survived. And Thomas Sorensen also was his colleague on the Up the Sport with us.
Yeah.
It was an emotional roller coaster. That got the media, that got the attention as well to this competition, and everybody was so happy. The second thing is the fans were allowed back in stadiums.
Brilliant.
It was unbelievable scenes, hungry, full houses. And what I've got to say, the players have responded to that after playing behind closed doors for a year and a half. This has just given them the extra motivation that they needed to produce, for me, one of the best tournaments across the board that I have ever witnessed in my life.
Absolutely. Big call. Michael Bridges, you're a star. Thanks for joining us on the Triple M Rush Hour here in Adelaide. Take care, mate. We'll speak again.
Thank you very much, boys. I've just got to say one thing.
Yes.
I'm an upset pommy. Win, draw, lose, on the booze.
Drink responsibly.
I love it.
Hungry for more football? The EPL is only a month away from returning, and you can get every single game on Optus Sports. This is the Rush Hour on Triple M.
Win, hang on, I've got to write that down.
No, don't write that down. Michael, thank you so much.
Cheers, boys. Enjoy. All the best.
Good
Cheers,
on you, mate. Michael. Bye. You're ledge. Thanks, mate.
Bye. Hey. Yeah. Real quick, congratulations to Ash Barty, also Dylan Alcott for getting the silverware over in over the tennis ATP. Yes. Now, here's the thing. In the world of sport, you want to speak with the big rollers, especially when they've just won.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jars thought it'd be a good idea. Now, hey, look, I'm not taking points away, Jars, for asking this question, but I think it might be a little bit hard for our producers to secure Ash Barty fresh off an international win for a show that airs at 6 p.m.
Disappointed.
4 days a week.
We're a 24-hour sports show. Disappointed.
You don't get if you don't ask, do you, Jars?
Yeah, I needed Ash Barty.
Well, did we actually try?
Tom Brady when he won.
Yeah.
I've put all these calls in, and what do I get? Jay Clark.
What's wrong with Jay-Z?
Nah.
Mate, you can't even get bloody Rory Sloan in the studio, let alone Ash Barty.
No, he's gone to another station, so let's not go there.
What about the Joker? Why can't we get the Joker?
You're friends with Joker.
Find him.
Where is Rafa? Joker? Oh, he's Rafa.
I'm Raf.
Bugger.
I put a call in to Raf. I ran through Darren Cale, and he just apologised. He couldn't do the show.
Really?
So, yeah, look, it is disappointing. Yet, if I listen to other AM radio stations, they'd have Ash Barty on.
Ash would love us. Triple M.
I know.
That's what she's all about.
Anyway,
she loves the footy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's all right, mate.
So,
and also,
anyway,
too, we've got
throwing us under the bus. That's okay.
No. I wouldn't throw you under the bus. I'm not throwing you under the bus.
Yes, you are. Ash Barty and Rafa Nadal, I'll tell you right now, they'll win the Australian Open, men's and women.
Now I'm throwing you under the bus.
What about Josie and Rob Barty? We could have got them on. Yeah.
Well, our producer's here. Hang on. Let me just get Jared.
Shit, is he? I thought he was crook.
Yeah, no, nah, sorry. I was too busy chasing Conor McGregor as well in that.
Bernie Vince, he's away at the moment. Is he back tomorrow? Our producer, Jared, is he back tomorrow?
Is he back, Jazz,
or
not?
Have you heard anything?
Well, if he's anything like Jazz, he says, I'll just take the one day off and then two weeks later.
No, he's crook as I rang him on the way in. Well, he's not well out,
well,
boy.
I'm just saying the last time you were sick, you diagnosed yourself with pneumonia.
I had pneumonia, and I had all these other interesting viruses.
I still haven't seen the doctor's certificate.
Yeah, the boss has got him. Now, who's doing the fun facts?
Burn called me. And he sounded pretty sniffly, but then I checked Mika from the Stansy Prubs Instagram story. I don't reckon we're going to see him for a week.
Oh, there it is. Now, Bernie's final facts, which is just a bunch of random facts that Bernie puts together every day.
No, I haven't done it. Because it's Bernie's facts. It's not Bernie's.
Yeah, but help him. Fill in and help. Help do something for the team. Not about you all the
time.
So
you're telling me now, on the spot.
Yes, I thought you were across it, knowing that Burn was away. You're going to do his fun facts. Gregory's fun facts. Just come up with something.
All right. What year did Andrew Jarman miss that set shot right in front?
Yeah, well, that's just a ridiculous question.
Final.
And you know what? Keep that up and you get that back wrapped around your head. 1993.
Just aim at the right post.
Do you know Australia has 3 times more sheep than people?
I think that's already been one of Burns' facts, I think.
Where's the Benny Hill music?
No, because we're not doing the facts. Now, hang on a minute, Jars. I want to see. Let's talk about a few facts of yours, shall we? No, you wait on a minute. What year did you win the McGarry Medal?
He knows all these.
Well, it was 1987 and 1997, mate.
Correct.
Yeah.
2-time All-Australian, what year
correct,
was that?
Correct,
mate. No, that was a question, not a statement.
Oh, 1985 and 87.
1986 and 87.
Should have been 85.
Norwood Best and Fairest, what did you get?
That's right, 1997. Thank you.
Sample premierships?
Let's just lost 3. Let's just, okay, 97, no, 87 and 97.
Correct.
Yeah.
South Australian Hall of Fame inducted which year?
2005.
Right, now here's the big one.
Yeah.
All 5 years, you won the Foss Williams Medal.
Now look,
you walk past them every day and polish them.
Well, look, I think 89.
That's one of them.
Yeah. Help, Greg. You watch my career.
I could not give
93,
a
shit. 94.
94, yes. Not
95.
No.
Look, I have no damn idea.
86, 87, 89, 1990, and 1994.
You know what the most disturbing thing about that last 30 seconds was? How comfortable Jars is talking about himself.
I'm very uncomfortable. See you tomorrow.